The Philadelphia Water Department's award-winning storm water management system has come under fire for failing to keep up with intensifying rain from climate change. But the Water Department is pushing back, as our City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The median on American Street in Kensington is a small wonder, a swath of green amid the concrete, asphalt, and traffic of the densely urban neighborhood. It was planted to capture rainwater as part of the Water Department's Green City Clean Water, a 25-year plan to reduce pollution in the city's waterways. Cutting edge when it started 13 years ago, environmental groups say it hasn't kept up with new levels of rainfall due to climate change.
The situation is in fact getting worse.
Environmental consultant Nick Pagan says there were about 13 billion gallons of sewage seeping into the rivers when the plan started, and now there's about 14 billion gallons. The Water Department says runoff varies year to year, and the green infrastructure is absorbing 3 billion gallons of sewage and will do more as the plan continues. Kelly Anderson, who's in charge of stormwater management, says the department is meeting state and federal requirements and is adapting its plan, adding traditional gray infrastructure to meet changing conditions.
Pump stations being designed along the Schuylkill, new upgrades to our wastewater treatment plants that are going to be able to handle the capacity of the flows that we're seeing coming off our watershed.
One person who remains concerned about the plan is Councilman Mark Squilla. He sponsored a resolution asking the Water Department to do more to fix sewage overflows. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.